USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Three fully vaccinated U.S. senators are in isolation at their homes after testing positive for COVID-19. They are Mississippi Republican Roger Wicker, Maine Independent Senator August King, and Colorado Democrat Senator John Hickenlooper. All three lawmakers reported getting tested after experiencing mild symptoms. Regarding these breakthrough cases, Fox News medical contributor Dr. Marty McCrary reminds us,
"This is something I think we've not mentally come to accept as a society. We've been trying to achieve COVID elimination, and eradication is just not going to be possible. We're going to see breakthrough infections. They will be mild. Hopefully we're going to see better therapeutics in the fall. Help us with that."
Pentagon spokesman John Kirby admitted on Thursday that the U.S. government doesn't know how many Americans are in Afghanistan. USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
President Biden says he's directing the Department of Education to use its legal authority against governors who are attempting to block and intimidate local school districts from requiring students and teachers to wear masks to prevent the spread of COVID-19. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis believes President Biden is obsessed with the mask issue.
"You gotta wonder, where are your priorities that you're so obsessed with this issue and so obsessed with taking away parents' rights, and you're letting Afghanistan burn, our border burn, and so many other things in our country fall to pieces?"
That audio courtesy of Fox News. The National Weather Service is predicting Tropical Storm Henri will grow to hurricane strength by Friday. The storm is currently about 800 miles south of Nantucket, Massachusetts, strengthening as it moves closer to the United States eastern seaboard. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
The United Kingdom's Parliament and Brexit Party leader is reacting to President Biden's words and actions regarding Afghanistan.
The United Kingdom is speaking out against President Biden and America. Parliament's distrust of American leadership is front and center in our relationship. From the floor of Parliament Wednesday, Tom Tugendhat.
"To see their commander-in-chief call into question the courage of men I fought with, to claim that they ran, it's shameful. Those who have never fought for the colours they fly should be careful about criticising those who have."
UK Brexit Party leader Nigel Farage on Fox News Thursday.
"Joe Biden chose unilaterally, without any consultation with NATO, without any consultation with us, your closest ally for the last century and a bit more, chose unilaterally to decide the timing and the method by which American troops would leave Afghanistan. It is certainly not how you treat a NATO alliance, which since the late 1940s has done so much to preserve peace in the world."
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The deadline for the Federal Trade Commission to file an amended antitrust complaint against Facebook is today. Regulators filing a lawsuit against the social media giant in December, accusing it of harming its smaller competitors by purchasing Instagram and WhatsApp. The judge in the case has criticized parts of the FTC's case, giving them time to change their complaint. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.